Indiana Secretary of State Diego Morales says questioning the citizenship of 500,000 registered voters is not about trying to remove people from the voter rolls. Rather, it's setting the stage for local officials to challenge voters at the polls this fall. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on what happens when a voter is challenged.
The handful of reasons a voter can be challenged include residency issues like a recent move, not showing the required identification, the voter's signature not matching their registration record, if the voter isn't at least 18 years old, and if the voter isn't a U.S. citizen. Only certain people can challenge a voter: precinct election board members, a poll worker if the signatures don't match, and credentialed challengers appointed by political parties or independent candidates. If a person is challenged for one of the specified reasons, they can still vote using a provisional ballot, which are kept separate from regular ballots. The county election board must hold a hearing for each provisional ballot within 10 days of election day. The voter can attend that hearing and provide evidence that their vote should count. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.